Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Bill, I'm going to test you out here. When they hired Gase, and they hired, and they also had a coach from the staff on there that they added. Do you remember what I talked about with Gase and something else that was on that staff? Do you remember at all?
When it first, when we first got Gase, that first year that we were all enamored?
I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about
the Jets.
Jets when they just hired Gase last year. Okay? There was another, there's another person on that staff, and I talked about something. Do you remember what I talked about?
Oh, man, you've talked so much about Gase, which is a very easy topic to talk about. Specifically, no. You know, I can't think of the one thing you're looking for. Sorry.
All right. Perfect. Those of you out there.
Glad I was able to help.
Those of you out there may remember, Greg Williams is the defensive coordinator. I said many times, who in the hell thought that Adam Gase and Greg Williams on the same staff would be a good idea? Two hotheads, right? Well, you see the world is falling apart for the Jets. They've got all kinds of issues. They're cutting players that they can't trade. People don't want to be there. So Greg Williams now takes a shot at the Jets offense and Gase. According to Barbara Baker from Newsday, when asked what he thought about the fact that his unit has given up an average of 32.2 points in their five games, Williams made it clear that there was blame to go around. It's not a very good number, and a lot of it, it's not all defensively, Williams said on Friday. It's points on the board, and we've got to do a good job of that. And how do you make that? And how you make that is make them kick more field goals. Got to do a better job in field position type things. As you see, the scoring is up in this league, but it still makes me sick, he said. When asked what he meant by saying it's all not defensively, Williams said, you have to figure it out. And remember, Greg Williams has got a family member on the team, and then Gase brought in a family member that was going to get in the way of Williams' son on this staff. And Greg Williams is a hothead, and so is Adam Gase. And those of you that listen every day and have been listening for a while, you know what I'm talking about. I talked about this many, many times, and now it's starting to rear its ugly head. And of course, once the crap hit the fan, I figured that that's what was going to happen between those two guys. Greg Williams will probably end up being the coach by the end of the year because they'll probably fire Adam Gase because it's a toxic situation that's only going to get worse. So, Ohio John, I'm with you. I think there's going to be the great divide there because Adam Gase, a lot like the dude at the White House, is a divider. He's not a uniter. He's a divider. And then That's a locker room that, yes, I am with you. It's going to get divided in a big-time way.
Let me ask you a question, though, because obviously we were all hoping as Dolphins that the Jets and Gase would have a 20-year plan, right?
Yes.
And obviously this is crumbling, literally, the ground around him.
Yes.
Oh, with the quickness, okay? Yeah, it's going away. Stay with me. Would it be okay, because we know it's coming, and probably before the end of the year, that we kick his ass today and we are the ones that open up that door and push his ass through, goodbye, see ya? Is there a little solace there for us? Because we're not going to get what we want and have Gase there forever.
Right.
And it is inevitable that it's going to end. So let it be us doing it that forces him out. Would that be okay?
I have no problem. I mean, he's going to get fired. Dude, as much as I want him there for 30 years,
right,
just to make the Jets fans suffer and have fun, and I can, you know, have material every day for it.
We've had a lot of material, by the way. I'd like to thank the Gase group for that.
Yes, but it's going to end soon. There's no way he survives this year. You know what I mean?
And I'm just saying, because of that,
I will say, I will say this. I hope he survives to week 11 so Miami can kick his ass again. And then he gets fired.
Okay.
Okay?
So put on hold the firing until after we get another chance to smack him around.
Yes.
Okay. I like the way you think, man.
That's the way I would go with it.